She says, so I say, I'll take a look. I pop the tank lid, and the gizmo that regulates the inflow, hell if I know what it's called, is spurting water out the top, and I wonder if that's normal or not. The ball float on its brass lever has been bent down multiple times, but now it keeps the tank so low the crap won't flush completely when you pull the handle. The mysteries of plumbing, I sigh to myself, and head to the hardware store for a replacement gizmo. Full knowing this is only the beginning of what will probably be a series of cascading plumbing issues. I decided back in 1974 to be a homesteader. I had no interest in a career or a traditional marriage or a bourgeois lifestyle. Not me, not the kid. Wanted to blaze a new trail, make the world his own, leave the suburbs of his folks' last few moves behind. I wanted to be a writer, maybe, a school bus driver, probably, an itinerant worker of dozens of jobs, but none too long, plenty very short. So we hauled our hippie asses up to a farm in northern Wisconsin and planted a garden, pumped our water, built our outhouse, and left mainstream America in our wake. But it doesn't take long to realize how ill-equipped for that alternative lifestyle you are, about the first truck repair when it won't start, and you have no idea whatsoever how things work. How an engine combusts, how to frame an outhouse, how to fix a pump, how to repair most anything and everything. When you're poor because you don't have jobs that make money, you best believe you will need to learn all those skills you didn't learn in the suburbs, and I don't mean calling the repairman. I got hold of a mail order correspondence automotive course's books, studied them, and began to learn auto repair. The army pickup truck I bought from some sweet lady who turned out to be a used car salesman's daughter gave me ample opportunity for hands-on experience. School of hard knocks and knuckle busting, the very definition of a continuing education. When I bought the shack here on the South End, my graduate courses came fast and furious. Well pump repair, chainsaw use and maintenance, small engine diagnoses, house frame and electrical installations, furniture building, plumbing, concrete work, tree felling, woodworking, remodeling, you name it. I took the exam, sometimes failing, but after a few attempts, passing, well, even if barely. Over the years, I added additions to the shack, rooms out the back, kitchen off the front, dormer upstairs. When I learned stained glass, I built a shop back in the woods far from the prying eyes of the building inspectors. I built a sailboat in 1990 or so, built some kayaks, built plenty of outbuildings on the 7 acres, then built our house up on the hill. I guess I'd learned enough to feel confident to tackle a 2-story building, although I will tell you, most of it I learned along the way, reading the week or night before how to California frame a corner or wire a 3-way switch or plumb a vent for the toilet or tile a bathroom floor or caulk in windows or hang an overhead fan. Took me 2 years working most every day. Learned how to build a door, lay hardwood floors, build cabinets and bookcases. All this from library books before Google came along. It was hard. It was also the most fun I ever had, this building our own house. It was, like all the hardscrabble stuff that homesteading requires, the building blocks of my life, the life I wanted to build from scratch, the one I would call my own. So I'm down under the toilet, hacksawing apart the threaded pipe that holds the gizmo that's leaking for no apparent reason, catching the water left in the reservoir, most of it, the rest running down my sleeve. Yeah, it's a funny life, all right. Things fall apart, entropic as always, and who you gonna call? Me? I'm not calling anybody.